This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. The Trump tariffs are impacting top U.S. red meat export destinations. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
With the one-month delay on President Trump's tariffs ending, the trade war has been reignited, and Canada and China already announced their retaliatory tariffs. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said they will announce their retaliation this Sunday. Ag commodity prices mostly spiraled as a result of all of this news, and the volatility will continue as the situation develops. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom gave a summary of what we know so far.
Yeah, currently what we're looking at is Canada and China have announced their retaliatory schedules. Mexico has not. President Sheinbaum had out on several news wires this morning that they were going to wait until Sunday to announce whatever their retaliatory schedule might be. Personally, I think that's some positive news because that tells me that they're trying to work something out between now and Sunday. I know they've been in big talks all of last week as well, with a large percentage of the Sheinbaum cabinet being in Washington, D.C. So we'll see where that leads us.
These tariffs are a big concern for the U.S. red meat industry, as both China and Mexico are top destinations for both pork and beef.
We totaled our global export sales last year were about $19.1 billion U.S. dollars globally. And of that, Canada, Mexico, and China for beef and pork made up about $8.4 billion, so a little over 40%. So obviously this is very concerning if you just look at the economics of what we're dealing with in terms of potential impact.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.